Yeah, we have four races on this year. The Shorter Summit is on the 16th of March. And then we have our other two events are running events. We have one on May, which is called Rocks and Rolling Ultra. And it's an ultra, a marathon, a half marathon, and a 7 miler. And then in August, we have our quadathon, which is our flagship event. Basically, it's four halves or four fulls over 4 days.
That's for extreme. So
that's more extreme. Whereas, I suppose some of the obstacle we come across quite a few times is the name Extreme North, and everybody thinks it's extreme. When actually, in fact, the Shorter Summit is structured in such a way that we have got a 22K for beginners, which would be, I say beginners, people who are maybe familiar can do a 10K. And then we've got a 41K sprint course, and we've got a 62K. Extreme course. So that is the extreme course is tough. The other two are for middle or beginners. And because we're early in the season as well, we allow good cut-off times. So anybody that's that would like to dip their toe into adventure racing and sort of have a go at it, our cut-off times are pretty generous because we know people aren't going to be at the peak of their fitness in March.
And tell us about the course. It's set in Inishowen, obviously, where you're from, and suppose the scenery is going to be beautiful, but you're going to be that engrossed in what you're doing, you mightn't see much of the scenery.
Well, the thing about adventure racing is it's quite different to running. Like, we are focused on watches and times. Adventure racing is quite different. This one is based in the Sleaf Snack Centre. Beside it, everybody knows the North Pole pub between Buncrana and Clamanny, so it's beside that there. So it's based out of that. And it's a perfect location because we have endless choice of courses, road, off-road, mountain, and we've Sleaf Snack. There's obviously the mountain climb on the Shorter Summit event. But we have lots of off-road and stuff like that for biking. So really, anybody does it, the bike courses are all about 20% off-road and 80% road. So I suppose in essence, while a lot of people will go with a road bike, with heavy-duty tires, hybrid bike's probably the wise choice if you're not into fixing punctures.
And from your own point of view, Harold, you've seen a huge growth in people participating in events like this. It has really captured everybody's attention.
Yeah. Anybody who does an adventure race, always comes back because there's a bit more crack. You have the transition when you're changing from running to kayak and or to cycling, and there's this element of taking your time and getting your breath and going. And some people are quite amazed at while they might be able to run for 3/4 an hour, an hour. An adventure race, they can go for 2 or 3 hours because they're using different muscles and they're changing over and they're getting that bit of respite at the transitions. So it just really can show you what your body can do when an adventure race with the mixed disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell us about the idea of it coming about, to bring these particular courses and the next one, Shorter Summit, another course, another idea, another event. Tapping into that, where does the drive come from you from the?
I had been away doing different things, actually nearly around the world. We were in India, we were in different places, done the Himalayan 100 mile run and done run in the Sahara Desert. And a lot of places you went and spent big money and went and done these things, and you come back and you looked around you and thought, that place I was worth, was worth seeing, but was it really worth the trip to go to see it when we had the same at home? And so I always had this hankering about, trying some sort of events or and any showing. And then, because of other circumstances, career-wise, that changed. And then I thought, here's my chance now to maybe give us a go and get stuck into it and see if we can promote it. Most of the Extreme North events we work with athletic clubs. We're not working against them. Our events are things that athletic clubs wouldn't do. And about 80% of our participants would be classified as visitors. There would be at least 80% of them would be travelling from 40 mile plus or all over Ireland and quick case of the quadrathon all over Europe to come to it. So I suppose sports tourism would be good label, yeah.
So it's a fantastic it's a fantastic day out for anyone that wants to come to the Shore to Summit, the Adventure Race. Tell us, where can people find out more about it, and how do they obviously book and where can that take place?
The website, the Extreme North website, well, it's Extreme North Events is the name of the website. Very detailed, each event is on it, and you can view the course and a description of the race, and everything you need to know about the race is on that. The entries are online. They're open until, I think it's actually Monday week. The entries are closed, which is 5 days before the event. The event is on Saturday, the 16th of March. One of the things we've looked at, because of people travelling and people know their times prices as well, the Shore Summit starts on Saturday morning at 6 in the morning. We open up. They don't have to come on Friday with bikes and do that. Everything happens on Saturday morning. We open early, so you just come at half hour earlier and you get sorted, and you can get on with your business, so you don't have to take half day off on Friday to come and do it. Everything's sort of geared around that idea, because we've listened to the people who participated before, and we said, okay, let's make this work and do it in the morning.